Well, I'm pleased to be joined by Canadian comedian Colin Mochrie, who will be one of the headliners for North Bay Pride here, their virtual Pride event. I'm curious, Colin, how did you get roped into North Bay Pride?
The way I'm usually roped in is someone will ask me to do something, and I'll say yes. You know, being an improviser, we're taught to do yes, so I really got to work on that no part.
It's always a yes and. You can never say no.
Exactly.
You've come to North Bay before, though. When was the last time that you were here in the city?
Oh, I think I was, it's been fairly recent. I did an episode of Carter, I think, back before the world went nuts. So it's been within the last year.
What can you say about the city and some of your experiences that you've had here in the past?
I've always had come in contact with great people. I've always found, I was talking to Jerry O'Connell on the set, and he just loves North Bay. He loves the people. He loves the city. I've only been up there in the winter, so I'm looking forward to seeing it without snow.
Well, what do you have in store as a headliner for a virtual Pride event like that, though?
I have no idea. The beauty of my career is I never have any idea of what's going on until it happens, and then somehow it kind of works out. So I'm not sure if I'm doing improv or just talking. But I'm sure it'll be fun.
You can just be Colin Mochrie. I feel like that's the performance.
Sure. Yeah, that's worth it. Yeah.
Pride is obviously something that's very close to you with your family and your daughter there, too. I'm curious, what are some of the experiences that you remember, some of the initial emotions when she came out to you a few years ago?
It was always fine. My wife always says we were never invested in her gender. We're always invested in who she is. And she is a wonderful, warm person, filled with empathy, very outspoken, a bit of an activist. And so when she came out, and, you know, she was one of those people who took her time, made sure everything was good for her, made sure she had everything that she could explain to us. So she gave us, like, pamphlets and videos. And I have to say, I've never used the word journey so much in my life, but it has been an incredible journey that we've all gone together on. And she's happier than she's ever been in her life. And, you know, really, that's all you want as a parent.
Were there any challenges along that journey that you were mentioning there that you or your family were facing?
Mainly from other people who, the social media is not the best place to meet a lot of open-minded people. There are out there, but there are also the ones who just seem to want to inflame. So it's been interesting that way. I have to say, my wife's family is very conservative, like very conservative. And to a person, they totally accepted Tinley and supported her. And I realized it's because they knew who she is. And I find that any problems we have in the world, it all stems from ignorance and not finding out all the information, not meeting people and seeing, basically, we're all the same. We want the same things. We want to be happy. We want to find love. We want to be the best we can be. And I think if people just learned a little more, it would be a better place for the world.
What advice would you give to someone whose loved one has just come out, whether it is as transgender or anything across the LGBTQ2+ spectrum? What advice do you give to them?
My first advice is, you know, this is your child, and love them, and find out things. I've talked to so many parents who go, what did I do wrong? It really has nothing to do with you. It's who they are. So just learn as much about it. It's not like they're, you know, blood-sucking aliens from another world. They're people who are like you and me. So just get comfortable with the information and learn.
Now, you and your family have been fairly vocal in public with Kinley's story. And why do you think that it's important for you and other notable people, so to speak, to be supportive of Pride and those who are experiencing some of those struggles?
Again, it's just spreading the word and getting the knowledge out there. You know, people are afraid of things that they don't understand or they don't know about. And I'm not saying you have to understand every other person, but make an effort. Be there. Try to put yourself in their shoes. You're doing something that is, in today's age, is still a bit of a traumatic thing to come out. And it's ridiculous that it should be. Imagine if you weren't able to tell people who you love and who you want to be. spend a couple of minutes walking in their shoes.
Would you say that you're still continuing to learn about those who are going through their own journeys, and even just with Kinley's journey, do you find yourself still learning new things about, I mean, just LGBTQ2+ life, so to speak?
Absolutely. You know what? I'm still not up on all the genders and the gender fluidity, and a lot of it is, I don't really care. That's none of my business. I'm just taking people at face value, learning about them, and trying to be as good an ally as I can.
I'm curious how you've been spending the pandemic. Where have you been situated during all of this?
I have been in Toronto with my wife, and Kinley had come in just before the pandemic, so it was really nice that the three of us were together when the world kind of went to crap for a second.
Any new hobbies that you guys picked up, or any activities?
We've all been painting a lot, which is nice, and I've actually been doing virtual shows with Brad Sherwood, who we've been touring for 17 years, and we came up with a way to do our show in Zoom that's been a lot of fun. So we actually have one tonight, so it's we're keeping busy, strangely.
Yeah, is it weird doing improv shows over Zoom?
It's yes. The short answer is yes. It's, you know, Brad is in Vegas, I'm in Toronto. Through the technology, it looks like we're actually in the same room, but there's no audience response, which is very difficult for someone in comedy to deal with, but we're getting there.
Is it also difficult to play off one another, too, with a bit of a delay with the video call?
Yes, it is, but I rarely listen to Brad anyway, so it just works out.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say to the people of North Bay, just maybe to hype up next weekend's performances?
No, I'm just looking forward to seeing you all virtually or otherwise. Everybody stay safe, mask when you have to, and let's all have a good time.
Colin, I can't thank you enough for taking the time here this afternoon. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.